What did you end up doing, Mark?
We used weekly low-dose TCH as well first, and she did well for a number of months, but eventually had disease progression while on weekly low-dose paclitaxel carboplatin Herceptin.
And what was her condition at that point?
She was still fit. Her blood counts were fine. She had no problems in terms of ejection fraction. Still had no symptoms of her disease. Her progression was detected initially with a rise in tumor marker values. The CA2729 was increasing, doubling, in fact. And she had a new hepatic metastasis, which again was not associated with any biochemical liver dysfunction.
So Brian, what would you be thinking at this point?
I think most of my colleagues would use either nalbuphine and trastuzumab or Xeloda and trastuzumab at this point. Although, without any question, very, very soon we're going to be moving on to capecitabine and lapatinib.
So if that were available right now, do you think that's what you'd be using?
Yes. Or
what did you do, Mark?
She received nalbuphine and continued trastuzumab in the absence of any data to support it, but that's what we elected to do because she had had a several-month time to progression while on the weekly low-dose TCH and had no contraindications to continuation of the trastuzumab at this point.
So what happened?
She was on that for a short period of time, only about 2 to 3 months, as I recall, and then she once again had disease progression, again prompted by a rise in tumor markers that prompted reimaging studies. And she this time had disease progression in the lung as well as the liver with new lesions as well as a substantial increase in the size of her existing lesions. But still, surprisingly, asymptomatic. And I think she had very mild transaminase elevation at this point, but less than 1.5 times the upper limit of normal. So just, you know, detectable transaminase abnormalities, but not too severe.
So what did you do?
At that point in time, she developed complications of her port. She had a port infection, followed by thrombosis, and ultimately the port had to come out. So we did not have great IV access. And the question at that time was, you know, whether or not to continue intravenous therapy with further trastuzumab-based salvage chemotherapy or not. And she chose not to have further IV trastuzumab, and we treated her with single-agent Xeloda at that point in time. And she had stable disease on that for a period of time and then subsequently progressed thereafter.
So I guess theoretically you could have given her capecitabine and lapatinib, no port, but no problem.
If lapatinib was available.
Right.